This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We could do it at any time, but we use this time of year to reflect. You know, that we give things sort of this cyclical nature, which is good because it helps us sort of reflect on time. 365 days, 366 in some years, but 365 days to sort of recalibrate each year, right? If we didn't do that, it would just be this one long continuum, and maybe we wouldn't reflect, but actually we could reflect any time we want. It could be January 13th, and we go, you know what? Let's reflect. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Well, we do this. We give ourselves this concept of time, and it's based on the heavenly orbs, moon revolving around the earth, earth revolving around the sun, etc., and we can time it. And so we have an idea and of longevity, if you will, and we also sort of gauge our lives based on that. We have this youthful period. We have this coming of age period. We have this midlife period. And then we have this end of life period. As my older friends like to remind me, they're in the fourth quarter. Or they're on third base headed home. So, what are you reflecting on your life, your dreams, your wishes, your wants, your needs, etc.? Are you using this time to evaluate? I do. I'm not going to lie. I do every year. I say, okay, we're getting to that time of the year. And it's funny because it seems like there's so many days. I give myself like 10 days. I go, ooh, I'm going to evaluate. And it just gets busier and busier and busier. And I begin to question, am I just filling space, filling void? Am I too afraid to just be caught in the moment? I think many times we are. When I was in the martial arts years ago, I could meditate on a dime. I tried meditating the other day. You know what happened? I got anxious. I was like, man, you got these bills coming up. It was like, you know, when Bruce Almighty, but God wasn't giving me like a lot of answers. It was, it was like, oh, this isn't happening. It was doom and gloom. And I'm not that type. And what's funny is the older I get, the more doom and gloom my mind sort of becomes. And I'm not in the right business to not let doom and gloom take over, because this business I'm in is the doom and gloom business. This is the business of having to warn you that insanity has taken over the world. I'm watching this show. I don't know what it's called, but it's one of these doom and gloom shows. Yeah, that's what I'm into. And it's about, you know, the dark forces, you know, wanting to take over the world. And I feel, sadly, Hollywood is telling us yet again, this exists, KJ. There are forces of evil out there that will not rest. And how good could we try to be? You Judeo-Christian value people that listen to this program, that go out there and spread God's great message. I'm not talking about proselytizing and getting your Bible out and going all, you know, 2 Corinthians on people. I'm talking about you just go out there and live good, quality, wholesome lives. And there are people out there trying to get you. They want your companies. They want your soul. They want to destroy you at the molecular level. They don't want to just, think about this. I don't know what people do bad things in life, but they still have to function. There are people out there, once you do something bad, they no longer want you to function in life. You've got, and don't misunderstand me, you do something bad enough, you should have to reinvent yourself. You should have to go to, you know, societal purgatory and have to find redemption and doing something completely different. But because you have a political belief that differs from somebody else's, you've got to live this life. That's where we find ourselves. We can't even spread the good news of sanity. And you want me to give you an example? Then tampons are being offered in the men's bathroom in Canada. Now, yeah, Kevin Jackson, I mean, that's what you want to make the example. Yeah, it is. Tampons are being offered in the men's room in Canada. Now, what does this say on so many levels? Let me help you. First of all, if I were a man in Canada and I found out they put tampons in our bathroom, I'd be pretty embarrassed. I mean, it's one thing to have to get them for your wife at the grocery store. But if she said to you, will you go into your bathroom and get me a tampon? I'm sorry, there's no need for a tampon in a men's bathroom. But there is in a time of leftism. Because as we all know, there are transgender men, I'm sorry, women who become men who need to know that those tampons are in that bathroom. Because they can't dare go into the women's bathroom, not with their beards and their, you know, their reworked architecture downstairs. What does this say? What does this say about Trudeau? He wants you to believe that he's forward-thinking, progressive. Canada's leading the way. Canada has become the new California. You know where that country is, California? Yeah. It borders the United States on our west side. Yeah, that country. In my evaluation, here's what I ask myself. How do we get here? How do we get to a point where we're looking at biology, physiology, and don't misunderstand me, I know there are freaks of nature. You know, the bearded lady, etc. I get it. But how do we get here to where now we've got to restructure society for the least dominant idea about men and women? We are now catering to the least common denominator. I don't think there's ever been a question about why aren't there tampons in the men's bathroom? I want you to just ask yourself, how do you even come to that level of thinking to where you say that's what we need? It would be like putting dog food in there. You know, I get it. We all have pets. But I don't think to go get my dog food in a men's bathroom. But now we've got tampons in. I don't know. This is one of those crazy things that hits my brain. We got a great hour of radio coming up, folks. Glad you're with me. Glad you support what I do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You go research Joe Biden and the idea that people are not warm to Joe anymore. And it's funny, you go back and look, and here's one. Democratic elites struggle to get voters as excited about Biden, dot, dot, dot. Now, I don't click on these because they're leftist news, but what they're saying is, as he was in 2020. Here's one, CNN. This is from September 18, 2021. Biden looks to recapture his political momentum with a full dot, dot, dot. Here's one, CNN.com, 9/25/2022. Democrats are warming to a Biden 2024 campaign. Now, when you go up, I'm gonna read you these as they come up. These are Google searches. Joe Biden completely forgets what he's talking about, blah, blah, blah. But going on, it says, why Democrats are excited for Biden after a big week. That was in The Hill. 2023, this is 9/18 of 2023. anxiety ripples through the Democrat Party over Biden. In almost every category, it's from going back from September to September to September, it's been, oh, he hopes to regain it. Joe Biden wants to rekindle, you know, and now anxiety. What do you think it's going to be September of 2024? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. November 19th of this year. Young voters explain why they're bailing on Biden. That's an NBC News article. That was the one I want to focus on. Because we put people in buckets, and yes, there are things that young people think about versus old people. No question. I mean, I know commercials I used to not pay attention to on TV, I now watch and go, oh, you know, I'm sort of feeling that I used to not pay any attention to when I was younger. So, yes, we have different needs. But at the same time, we still remain much the same. Youngsters don't care as much about posterity, but they do care about themselves. We care a lot about posterity, but there are times when we become selfish as well and say, hey, I'm on a fixed income. I don't want to, you know, watch my dollars go up in smoke as they have with Joe Biden. Four of the most of the, at the end of Joe Biden's term, it will be the four worst economic years of my life. That is a fact. At a time in life when I should be enjoying it. So let's see what these youngsters are saying about why they're abandoning Joe Biden. So again, this article was in NBC News. Jaden Camarena in Northern California is contemplating blowing off the 2024 presidential election. I know, Russian interference. That rascally Donald Trump, how dare he disenfranchise these young, Camarena? That's obviously Hispanic. He hates Mexicans. Okay, let me get back away from the sarcasm. Jaden Camarena doesn't want to vote in the 2024 election. Evan McKenzie in Battleground, Wisconsin is looking for any other candidate than the current front runners. In Philadelphia, Prue Carmichael isn't even convinced this race matters. These young voters live in different cities, work different jobs, and have varying political beliefs. But among the things they have in common, they voted for Joe Biden in 2020. And now they say Biden can't count on their support in 2024. I want to stop there for just a second. Three people, I think they're all guys. Who knows? We don't know what people are these days. Three different cities, three different careers. What's their common thread? They all wanted Joe Biden. Now, here's what one of them said. I genuinely could not live with myself if I voted for someone who's made the decisions that Biden has, said McKenzie. This is Evan McKenzie in the Battleground, Wisconsin. I didn't even feel great about voting for Biden in 2020, he said. They go on to write this. The feeling helps illustrate why Biden's ratings and support among young voters have dipped noticeably in recent polling. In November, NBC News' latest national poll showed Biden locked in close competition with former President Donald Trump at the moment for voters ages 18 to 34, a sharp drop from the margins Biden enjoyed over Trump in the 2020 election, according to exit polling. I don't believe any. Trust me and believe, folks, when I give you these things about polling, I believe none of it. The only thing I tell you is it's a barometer of the trending. They have to recognize the trending because all the exit polling and all that is supporting the coup. They said, we've been seeing this in our data and our focus group since May, said Ashley Awert, a senior researcher for Democratic polling firm HIT Strategies. Keep in mind, these polling firms and all that are part of the apparatus. They don't want to lose their business. If they told you that the elections are rigged, they're fixed, and the polling doesn't matter, well, what would happen? So as you contemplate this and you hear me talk about it quite often, I'm telling you, If your business is in making people believe something, you've got to keep it going. You're probably going to get into the point where you become really good at how you frame polling so that your polling seems more relevant. I'm not telling you polling's not legit. I'm talking about in other, like if you were to say, how do you like this spice? And you let people taste it. And 89% of the people say it's a winner. It probably is. I'd buy it. They probably would. You need polling. Political polling is nothing more than smoke and mirrors. But it does give you trend lines. If you can feed to it with the narrative of what are they trying to tell me, then it's worth looking into. Going on. They've been seeing this in their data, they said. And they said, and to me, this is this lady, Ashley Award. She says, it's the 2024 campaign season for Democrats hasn't started yet. Says, polling a year out from an election is a snapshot in time, and Biden and his party have time to bring young voters back into the fold. But Ehler and others said it will take work. This is the alarm bell that we needed to make sure that not only the Biden campaign, but every other Democratic operative out there and all the campaigns down ballot, state and local, actually invest in young people because we know how much they can change the outcome. They said NBC News spoke with voters who responded to the poll as well as other voters, 18 to 34, who supported Biden in 2020, but who now say he hasn't earned their vote for next year, to get a clearer picture of why they are unhappy with Biden and what they want to see him do to earn their support. Interesting. I don't believe Biden, I mean, the Democrats may get the young people's vote. No, I don't have any question about that. But I don't believe Biden's ever gotten above that threshold. And I don't think he's going to win anything back of any ground that he's ceded.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. While top U.S. and Mexico officials meet for talks on policing the border between them, a new migrant caravan drawing attention further south at the border of Mexico and Guatemala. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis still fighting for what analysts call a losing battle to ramp up his campaign to get the GOP nomination for president. He said his plan is to be a two-term president. SpaceX saying goodbye to its Falcon 9 rocket booster thanks to weather off the eastern U.S. coast. Officials say high seas jostled the equipment off a transport when it was en route to Cape Canaveral. 2024 might bring you more money in your paycheck and out of the hands of the IRS. The IRS announcing the higher limits for the federal income tax bracket and standard deductions. The IRS shifting its tax brackets higher by about 5.4%. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I got into it with Ann Coulter. She tweeted, pardon me, she tweeted, I can't instupid myself enough to understand why being the victim of legal persecution is supposed to make someone a great candidate for president. Please draw a diagram from, quote, these Trump indictments are outrageous, to let's make him our nominee. And I tweeted, and we're friends. I can't believe you would say something so stupid. Somebody that I actually have respect for. The lady's got a lot of intellect. Remember, she was the one that predicted that Trump would be the one who could win the election when everybody thought she was an idiot. She was on Bill Maher's show. And she says, Trump. And everybody, laughing. And here's a woman that acts as if the indictments are the reason that we support Donald Trump. If you do. If you don't, it's okay. I'm going to ridicule you a bit on the show, but if you have your rational reasons as to why you don't support Trump, please give me a call because I'd love to talk to you about it. I want to hear from the naysayers. I know the George Conways that are out there. Where's the bow tie guy? George Will. Remember him and the other guy. He was another stuffy dude who thought he was so full of himself. I can't remember his name now. I rarely see him anymore. Noah Goldberg. Those guys. Bill Kristol. That's what I'm thinking about. Bill. Thank you. Bill Kristol. Where are these people? I mean, Ann Coulter, seriously, people seem to forget. I don't know how, but remind me, Donald Trump was president, right? I mean, we did actually bring back manufacturing at some point, right, to the country. We did actually put money back into the hands of ordinary citizens and restore the constitutional republic for just a minute. We did put in Supreme Court justices that thankfully the courts have saved us in many respects. Certainly Donald Trump got a big win over the holidays. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but yeah, he got the Supreme Court to say, we're not fast tracking your thing, Jack Smith. You'll go through the regular process like everybody else. I mean, Donald Trump is a guy that that got rid of onerous legislation that didn't let businesses operate so that businesses actually started paying their employees more than the prevailing minimum wage without government interference, bonuses coming back to employees. Up until the time of COVID, we were experiencing the fastest growth probably in modern history. And the only thing that is sustaining any continued growth is Joe Biden, despite himself, living on the muscle memory of Donald Trump's economy. And Ann Coulter says something that stupid. So let me ask you this. Forget the media. Ask yourself what Biden has done that you can believe in. You, in whatever political ilk you want to put yourself or bucket you want to put yourself in, ask yourself, what has Biden done that you go, boy, I got to tell you, Joe Biden did this and I'm feeling good about it. Are you healthier? Are you wealthier? Are you wiser? Remember, healthy, health, wealth, and wise. Healthier, wealthier, wiser. Are you any of those things? I mean, Joe Biden, I don't know how you feel, but we're going to protect Obamacare. What's it done for you? Now, maybe you've got help. Look, we went to the doctor and did all kinds of things. I mean, we maxed out our, you know, plan or whatever it was. I don't feel any healthier. And if I do, it has nothing to do with Joe Biden. I'm certainly not wealthier. Now, I'm wiser, but again, it's not because of Joe Biden. What has he done? And now ask yourself this. Even if you were a supporter, what has he done? Because the only thing I can think of that a supporter of Joe Biden will tell you is he kept Trump out. Okay. If that's your litmus test, he did it. That's a placeholder for anybody. You wouldn't care if that was Buttigieg. You wouldn't care if it was Kamala Harris. You wouldn't care if it was the devil incarnate. According to De Niro, a dead Joe Biden, a brain dead Joe Biden is better than Trump. That's what he said. That is the level of insanity on the left. Here's what I'll tell you. If Barack Obama did his job, if he did politics, I'll use Clinton as an example because that's a better example. He served. Clinton's a Democrat. I can't like him. But in retrospect, after talking to my friend Bill, who's at the Dole Institute, and Bill said to me, Kevin, Clinton was a much better president than people give him credit for. And I laughed at Bill like, what? And you know what? Bill was right. He's 100% right. So using that as the backdrop, I would take Bill Clinton as president right now, immediately, over Joe Biden. Wouldn't care. I don't care about Lewinsky. I see everything the Democrats were saying at the time. All of it. Wouldn't care one iota. The guy was a rock star. Now, what I'll tell you is, in understanding how people feel about Trump, I have to remember how I felt about Clinton. He's a Democrat. I can't have him. He's bad for us. They win, we lose. No. In the case of Bill Clinton, we won. Now, did he have some hand-holding? Yes. Newt Gingrich got him in line. But they worked together, and we had a balanced budget. I mean, we were feasting. Sure, there was some Reagan muscle memory, but for the most part, Clinton was a rock star. He got predators off the street. Oh, super predators. I get it. But you know what? There are hardened criminals. You can call them whatever you want. Call them predators. Call them super predators. Call them mega predators. Call them ultra predators. I don't care. There are some walking the streets right now. And they don't care about you. I want to move on because the whole reason for this was Laverne Spicer, who's a congressional candidate, said this. If Joe Biden is doing such an effing great job, why do none of my Democrat friends want to talk about his politics? Why won't they tell me how happy they are about illegals competing in the black community for space and welfare benefits? I will say this. People got to drop this. This idea that blacks and illegals are competing for the same stuff. It tends to be demeaning to blacks. I get it. I get what she's trying to say. But the left aren't taking it that way. Next thing you know, she says, why aren't they gushing over the open border that's bringing criminals to their neighborhoods, schools, ERs, and subways? And this is in reference to the subway attack by Hamas and probably others. Who knows? She says, why ain't they raving about how Christmas dinner costs double to make this year? Democrats ain't. I'll clean it up. Crap. They so proud to vote D once every 4 years. But as soon as something go wrong, they ain't got nothing to say. Yeah. Laverne Spicer, look her up. Sister. Speaking out. Telling the truth. And I'm going to tell you, this is symbolic of what's going on with the Democrats and specifically Joe Biden. Give me your policy. Tell me what it is you like about him. You like his foreign policy? Do you like his connection to China? Do you like his connection to Russia, Ukraine, all these other things that are going on? Are you just overlooking it or do you like it? Because we all know, look, we can play the game. Switch Trump in, completely different attitude about everything we're talking about. What do you like about him? And I'm asking you, because this is how we do stuff at the Black Sphere, the Kevin Jackson Network, and inside of what we call the Black Sphere, is look at it from equal and opposite. Act as if you like Joe Biden and you must defend him. You're on a debate team and you got to defend him. Go. You follow? So what I would say to a Democrat, because people always ask me all the time, Kevin, how do I engage with him? Ask him this. Say, okay, let's play this game. I'm going to defend Joe Biden and I'd like you to defend Donald Trump. And what I want you to do is I want you to forget about, you now have to become a Trump supporter. Oh, okay. I know you don't like it. I don't like having to do Biden, but we'll do it. And you tell me what you like. And I'll play the game. Even if they want to go negative. If you want to say, well, I'm sorry I ran up inflation on you. I'm sorry that people are accusing me of being in cahoots with the Chinese. It wasn't my intent. I'm sorry my son got involved with it, whatever. But have them defend themselves. Defend that position. Because anytime you have to do that, it at least makes you take pause.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Anna Navarro of The View got blasted for flaunting her wealth, her Christmas extravaganza. And every time I see these types of stories or I watch the pageantry and all the stuff surrounding Christmas of the left, these galas and celebrations, I think to myself, man, these people just do, they build monuments to themselves. And I admit, there is something exciting about going to something like that, but you shouldn't live for it. It seems that they live for it. There's so much more to life, and it's funny to me how these Holly weirdos and wannabes like Anna Navarro, who calls herself a Republican, they can't wait to show off their wealth, their success. My wife wrapped my underwear in multiple packages, and we had one of the most fun Christmases ever. And we knew it going in. I talked about it earlier. We knew it. She says, babe, you know, lean Christmas. I said, don't even worry about gifts. And she says, what? I said, you know what I need? I need socks and underwear. I wasn't kidding. I don't like, first of all, the underwear I had were really holy. And I don't mean religious. I don't mean they were spiritual. They were holy. And so I needed new underwear. And these other ones that were kind of not, I wanted cotton too. These other ones were kind of nylon, and the elasticity had worn off, so they sagged a lot. They didn't grip me in the places they needed, you know what I mean? So I was like, I need socks and underwear. And so in our fun time, which is what we told you, it's been the leanest years of our existence together, we made the best of it. So my wife takes these underwear out of the packages, and then she disguises them in Amazon boxes and, you know, lingerie for women and whatever. And we, the most fun part of the thing was opening the gift, you know, me shaking them. I wonder what's in here. It feels like a laptop computer. It feels like a, you know, whatever, a Code 45. It's a little light. Maybe she left out the ammo. But it would be a single pair of drawers. And what was funny is every time I lifted a box up, I was hoping it was because I needed underwear. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I wish people could have seen us shaking boxes and pretending, you know. Oh, which, by the way, our deal with her is I buy a lot of my little gifts from this shop in China that makes some of the most creative look. They're like a poor man's version of Brookstone. You remember that store that used to have all the new gadgets or whatever? They went out of business because they couldn't keep up. But anytime something new, it could be something as, you know, like you ever clean mini blinds? You know, the little fingers that goes in there and cleans it, and you can multi-clean them? They make things like that, things that are practical. Anyway, I go on this thing, and for less than, I don't know, it's certainly probably $50, I get all her stocking stuffers and all this other stuff, and one of my friends got my wife a Christmas present. Said, Kevin, what do you want to get your wife for Christmas? And I told her, and she says, I'll get it. Not going to say who it is. I don't want to embarrass the person who did it. But the point is, she bought my wife her best Christmas present, and I bought all the things that all throughout the year I noticed, okay, she needed this, she needed that, she needed this. Cheap little things. But for her, it was, are you paying attention? Are you noticing the things that I need? So I told my son, when you date, you got to pay attention. You got to be, you know, in the mix. So everything we got her was something that was she used. We watched her use it, and we said, that would be convenient. That would be convenient. And so I packaged all these things in little bitty packages, and I'm not kidding you. These things cost anywhere from, I'll say, $2 to $10. And that was it. But the beauty of hers was she had no idea what she was going to get. They weren't big, but they were needed. And she was like, oh, that's very thoughtful. And that's what she really enjoys. And in my case, it was the thought and the part of, you know, just making it fun. And that's why I tell people this is one of the most fun Christmases we've had, because it wasn't about what you got. It was about the thought that went into it and the fun of and joy of just being with family. So, anyway, I just go back to Ana Navarro wanting to show off her wealth. I've got to deal with the view. I make millions of dollars and people pay attention to my stupid commentary. And then there are people out there who really have good commentary and don't give a, have a care in the world about if you value yourself and you want to show off about how great you are, then shame on you. You know, I'm going to tell you guys, people think this is strange, but it's true. I tell people this, and one of my friends said it. He told me, he says, Kevin, he runs a nonprofit. He says, Kevin, you'll never get rich running a nonprofit. He goes, but people may think you are because you're hobnobbing with the wealthy. And he's right. I have a lot of friends with a lot of wealth. I might live three lifetimes and never have what even one of them has. But I'm around them. And you know what I've noticed? They respect me as much as I respect them. If you're measuring yourself on, oh, well, I've got money, then you picked the wrong thing. I did when I was young and stupid. I thought, ooh, he got money. He must be somebody. No. Doesn't mean anything. I measure it. My value now in the world is based on my friends and are they there for me. And I can honestly tell you, I'm wealthy. I have friends that are there for me. Many of you are listening to this various program. By the way, Andy, not Florida Andy, Dallas Andy, got your email. Merry Christmas to you and Liz and the kiddos. I did get it. I didn't have a chance to respond back because I was sick. But I did want you to know I did get it. And by the way, many others that sent me cards. I got one here from, Happiest Holidays, the Cressorio family. They're out of Tampa area, Randy and Ellen. So I appreciate your card. And then I met some people through friends of mine, the Hawkins family. I was at their home a couple years ago. And Randy, I got your card. Appreciate it, man. Anyway, let me move on. I just wanted to recap that because I thought, here's Ana Navarro. She's like, oh, all my fans are going to love this, seeing all my opulence and my wealth. And it backfired, man. Her fans attacked her. Look at her. People were like, we're barely able to pay for Christmas. Christmas cost us double this year to feed our family, you know, stuff like that. And they just blasted her. Look, I'm not telling you don't celebrate your success or whatever, but there's a way to do it where you're not flaunting it. And I've got friends that could buy and sell Ana Navarro 50 times over, and not one of them would have done what she did. They're very subdued. And I'm not even, look, if you are that type and you want to, you know, be out there and putting your stuff out there, fine. But I think people see through it. The left have no idea how to get Trump. I'm moving on. I'm pivoting here. So they're up to their old tricks. And just like when they needed to shoehorn Joe Biden into running for office, they jacked with the polls. And I'm going back to this thrill of Joe Biden. Yeah, he's so popular that nobody will tell you what they like about him, but they'll certainly tell you all the things that they don't like about Donald Trump. So Laura Loomer, who's a friend of mine, she had a post. She went after the New York Post by saying there was this YouGov poll that found the majority of Americans support the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to remove Trump from the state's presidential ballot. The article noted a poll showing 54% of respondents either strongly or somewhat approve of the court's ruling. 35% said they strongly or somewhat disapprove. And Laura blasted the New York Post for making it look like this. Again, this is one of these things where I tell you the poll is absolute nonsense. The poll is to test you. 54% of people do not believe Colorado made the right decision. And here's how you could test it. Put in Joe Biden. See what they say. Put in any candidate and see what they say. They don't believe that. They went on to talk about this, Laura making, as they said, Laura, who became famous for spinning wild conspiracy theories, is now a prominent figure in the Trump world. No, Laura's a prominent figure because she deserves it. She's an investigative reporter who's willing to go the extra mile. And she's amazing at it. Anyway, I don't believe that any more than I believe that Nikki Haley is closing in on Donald Trump in New Hampshire. Good luck with that. I gotta leave it there, folks, but don't buy into this nonsense.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.